Last week we spoke to Lucy Dixon, who's playing Snow White in this year's Panto at Buxton Opera House. For today's That's Entertainment, I'm talking to James Holmes, best known as Clive in Miranda. Looking ahead to December, can you tell us what role you're going to be playing?
It's Dame Brenda Bakewell, and as I say, she's a cook. And that's about all I know so far.
Are you going to have to learn how to make a Bakewell pudding?
I don't know. I'm sure I'll do it badly if I'm meant to do it. I'm sure it'll end up on someone's head.
And you know, here in Buxton, in Derbyshire, you're going to have to know your difference between a Bakewell pudding and a Bakewell tart.
Am I really? Well, I'm going to have to go method on this, aren't I?
You are going to have to do some homework.
Yeah.
And you're a comedian, but is this your first panto? Have you done?
No, I did panto. The first time I did it was here last year. That's the first time I'd ever done it.
Oh, good place to start.
Yeah, lovely. And it's nice to come back because it's such a nice place and everything. Oh, we had such a nice time.
It's a beautiful opera house as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I was saying again to Lucy, 31 performances in 3 weeks. You're really earning your crust, aren't you?
Yeah, but what's nice is the whole job is quite... I mean, last year when we started, it was a similar sort of 5 weeks because we did 2 weeks rehearsal before that. And I knew people, they'd already opened their panto before we'd even started rehearsing ours. And then when we were finished ours, they still had like 2 months to go. I mean, panto's great, but you don't really want to be doing it in March. So it's good. We go in, we hit them, we get out. It's quite good.
And you've got the sort of central role, really, to keep everybody going, all that improv. Do you love all that sparking off the audience?
Yeah, I do. But a lot of it, to be honest, you hope it looks as though you've made it up. You haven't really.
Is it... I mean, it looks so artless and it just looks like you're going out and having fun every night. Is it just as hard as it would be doing any other piece of theatre?
No, I don't think it's as hard as acting when you have to be serious and be emotional and things like that. Because everyone knows it's all pretend. You know what I mean? Panto. Everyone's in on it. Like, the audience are in on it. You're in on it. So it's a different thing where you're trying to create an illusion that, you know, your dog's just died or something.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it's hard. It's intense in other ways because it's more physically intense and you're doing two shows a day and everything. And you have to have a little nap in between. And you've got 28 costume changes. All of that's quite... It's demanding in a different way.
And you get some pretty heavy costumes, don't you, as Dame?
Yeah. And you have to remember, like, you've got things on the top of your head and you have to bend down to go through doors and stuff like that.
And you're probably best known for your role as Clive and Miranda. What do you prefer, the television or the theatre, or doing a bit of both?
Well, the telly pays better, but I suppose I've got the theatre in my blood because that's what I've done the most of. That's where I feel most at home. But, you know, it is lovely doing telly.
And Lucy was telling me that you haven't yet cast a prince. Would you be looking for handsome men in Buxton to apply for the role?
Oh, I don't know. They could do like a reality show, couldn't they? Find the prince.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. We could audition on High Peak Radio.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's great. Well, thank you ever so much for taking the time to talk to us, and we can't wait. What are your plans between now and then?
Oh, I'm doing a play in September in London, and then doing this. So.
Brilliant. You're going to be busy.
Yeah.